Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 5. Now, this is to continue from where Mervyn Walton left off last week. All right, can I please encourage ourselves, including me, that we recite this by heart? That means whether we're doing push-ups, standing on our hands, you know, or whatever we're doing, that we know this verse inside out and outside in. How about that? Amen? Okay. Surely born what? Born our griefs. The Hebrew word is it sounds like holly or hokmi, but I don't have a Hebrew tongue. You have to say the K with the H. Hokli. Or something like that. Hokli, you know. But in Chinese, it's very different. But in Hebrew, well, he has borne our griefs, which means he has borne our sickness and disease. He has borne our sickness and our griefs and our disease and has carried our sorrows. Can you agree that sickness and disease bring sorrow? Amen. He has borne it. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Can we say that? He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He has. He has. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. In other words, like this. He has borne our griefs, our sickness and disease, and yet when we look at the crucifix, we just say, yeah, he was punished by God. Like one is divorced from the other. Can you see what I'm trying to say? Bear cross, we see the crucifix. I remember I used to drive my uncle. He's passed on now, so I don't have to do it. Not that doing that was a chore. It was a blessing. You go to the Carmelite Chapel, they have a huge crucifix there. Except that the body of Jesus looked pretty good. But in real fact, it was much more torn up than that. So when we look at the cross, we see the crucifix, we must not just see him as smitten by God. In fact, we must not see him as at the cross and blur. Seeing him smitten by God is not bad. At least you understand this part of the verse. All right? The reason why he was smitten by God, that's why the verse puts on a but. But he was wounded for our transgression. Transgression means he was wounded. Our transgression against individuals, our transgression against nations, our transgression against God. Our transgression one-to-one, our transgression in racial discrimination, our transgression when we go to war that is unholy, or our transgression towards God. He was wounded. All that punishment was because of transgression. Bruised for our iniquities. Iniquities means sin. Sin deserving of punishment. The whole lot. That's why he hung on the cross. He didn't hang on the cross so that we can have a bit of jewelry to say that we're Christian. He hung on the cross because of transgression and iniquity. The chastisement, the discipline, all the ugly things that man has done needs to be punished. The entire discipline for our peace was upon him. So the wrath of God is satisfied and we will be having peace in our hearts that we don't have any more justification to be angry, to be frustrated, that for no apparent reason you want to take it out on somebody because you think you were born on the wrong day. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. You know, we just quote 1 Peter 2:4. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We go and pray for somebody. By his stripes we are healed. Hang on. I know. But let us internalize it. Let us internalize this. Let this be a blessing to us. Let it manifest in our body. Let it be real to us. Amen. Let us bless ourselves when we have a headache or stomach ache or back ache or toe ache or whatever ache it might be, that we actually confess the scriptures to ourselves. And not just, sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it's very real. I'm a leader, so I've seen it, so I think I can say this, but I'm not trying to, you know, we are not parents. That's what I mean. We do not echo what sounds good and expect the result. In its faith in what? Faith in Him, faith in what He has done, faith in what He said. Amen. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. Amen. So, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Surely. Surely. How did He do it? Well, He did it at the cross. But at that time, we didn't quite understand, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. They didn't quite connect that this broken, this really torn up body on the cross has to do with our griefs and our sorrows. But it's connected. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. In other words, our transgressions and our iniquities produce the grief and the sorrows. It was because of transgression and sin that the griefs and sorrows came about. So He has to go and deal with the transgression and sin. And He was wounded for it. And the chastisement, the discipline for our peace was upon Him. To make peace with God and peace one another. And by His stripes, all 40 all categories of sickness and disease healed by the stripes that fell upon Him. Amen. Can we say this together? Ignore the brackets, right? Just speak it, the New King James Version. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Amen. Can we, you know, get this one going? Amen. You know, you carry a wallet, you carry some security features in your car, you may have, some people carry a baton, you know, a truncheon, you know, trying to whack somebody. Don't carry samurai swords. You're in the trouble. You know, we carry something. Ladies carry pepper sprays and something like that, you know. I'm not, but what I'm trying to say is, look, can we carry this as well? Carry this. Carry it where? In our hearts. Carry it in our hearts. The next one, this, the next slide. Again, similar connection. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and that is, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Some people might say, what for? What for? I'm not doing well. I'm this. I think it's not fair. This and that and that. You're full of complaints. You don't know how to bless the Lord because you think God has been unjust, God has forgotten you, or whatever it is. Or maybe you've been tuning onto the wrong channel. Or maybe you should throw the old radio away and get yourself a new one. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Why? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Why? And forget not all His benefits. So there are a lot of benefits. Bless the Lord. O my soul. I'm sorry. This microphone. I cannot talk to myself. Basically, convincing myself to bless my Lord. Why? Because I have received benefits. These benefits are not because I'm so smart, not because, you know, I can do all kinds of kung pao and all that kind of stuff. You know, I know all kinds of people. My PR is super and so on and so forth. No, I bless the Lord because I have benefited from Him. I know my source. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, twice. And everything that is within me, bless His holy name. Forget not all His benefits. What are His benefits? Can you list His benefits? Right? Who forgives all your iniquities. All, you know, the punishment for sin is actually death. You might feel like telling a lie, I don't die. But if you go by God's standard, you die. That's terrible. Right. Who forgives all our iniquities and then He heals all our diseases. Now, how can He heal all our diseases? Because He has forgiven our iniquities. Just like Isaiah 53, He bore the punishment, the chastisement upon Him. Amen? Paid the price, made peace. And by the stripes, we are healed. So the forgiveness of sin opens the opportunity for healing. Amen? Forgiveness of sins opens opportunity for healing. If Adam had not sinned, we will not have sickness. It's not because of sickness that Adam sinned. Adam sinned as a result of that sin and death reign. Sickness came in. Amen. So all forms of sin He has forgiven. Therefore, do not sin. Do not entertain condemnation. Amen. And don't choose bad company, I guess. Amen. Choose holy ones, like the ones in BM Grace. Not because we are so smart, but because God is with us. Amen. There's a different attitude. There's a different heart about people who know who God is. They've been transformed. Amen. They don't belong to Megatron. Amen. They don't have red eyes. Ta-da! Right? Sorry. Anyhow, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from what? Destruction. Who redeems your life from premature death. I'm not, you know, insensitive to this. My brother-in-law, my wife reminded me that he would have been 45 years old this year. In fact, on the 24th of December was his birthday. My mom-in-law is here. He died in a car crash at the age of 21. One of those things. You know, it's just one of those things. But we learn that if we can have this verse in our hearts and make it true in our lives, I think a lot of heartaches, we can be spared from a lot of heartaches. Amen? Amen. I'm not saying that, oh, he deserved it or whatever it is. But we need to watch our company. We need to watch our lives. I thank God for His mercy on me because there was a period of my life that I drank beer or whiskey, whatever it was, I drank to sleep. You know how ridiculous that is when you're only over 20 years old? Well, in my 20s. And one fine day, having crashed my car, I sat at the pub, and I had a conversation with God that I didn't really know. I said, God, if I carry on this way, I'm going to die young. His grace came upon me, knocked some common sense in my head, that if I persisted in this lifestyle, I would not see 30. And He was merciful, took my words, and saved me. Amen. So He was merciful before I discovered Psalm 103. Since we have opportunity, let us not wait for destitute moments to try and find Psalm 103. Since we already know Psalm 103, let us benefit from Psalm 103. Amen. And bless the Lord. Who satisfies your mouth with what? good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What is the precursor before youth being renewed like eagles? Satisfy your mouth with good things. At that pub, at that bar counter, at that night, I said a good thing. Didn't realize it. I said that if I carry on like this, I will die young. Hence, I don't really want to die young. I said a good thing. I valued my own life. It suddenly dawned on me that, hey, this is not working well, man. You know, crashed my car 3 times already by that time. Didn't die. Nobody else died. Just wrecked the vehicle. But I don't think 4th time is very good. You know, you don't test those things. So if you satisfy your mouth with good things, your youth is renewed. Amen.